Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Do you remember Tom Horn? I interviewed him about the prophecies about the popes, the St. Malachi prophecies. Well, I've asked Tom to be my guest this week because we have the high privilege of being the exclusive radio and television ministry to be the first to offer his book, and we have an exclusive on it. And the book is called Zenith 2016. And what that title means is something began in the year 2012 that will reach its apex in 2016. And it's been a secret until this book. But before we even get into that, Tom, as I recall, that God showed you to the point where you predicted the last pope would resign, and he did. And you had prophecies from St. Malachi in which he has been right on what the popes would do when they were in office. And according to the Malachi prophecies, this pope, the current Pope Francis, is supposed to be the last pope. Now, tell me how accurate the prophecies by Malachi were now that we know who the pope is.
Yeah, and you know, by the way, that's the hot question right now, right? How does Bergoglio, as Pope Francis I, how does he fulfill the prophecy of the popes? And when I did your shows early this year, you know, we only had predicted that Benedict was going to step down. He did that, and we weren't even sure who the next pope was going to be. And but I had said on your show at that time that the final pope did not need the Christian name Peter to be a fulfillment of the prophecy of the popes, that he only needed to be of Italian descent. And lo and behold, some weeks later, Bergoglio, whose parents were both Italian, he's of Italian descent, was elected as the pope. And now, there are some things about him related to that title, Peter, that stood out as very intriguing to me and my co-author, Chris Putnam. For instance, he named himself after St. Francis of Assisi. And by doing that, he branded himself after an Italian Roman friar whose original name was changed from Giovanni to Francesco di Pietro, or Peter de Bernardone, a man whose name can literally be translated Peter the Roman. So we found that to be astonishing.
So the Malachi prophecy looks like it's being fulfilled. But, you know, when you were on the show, you talked about the Vatican Observatory and what they're doing with ETs, etc. And you said it was under the control of the Jesuits, and this current pope is a Jesuit.
That's right. That's another powerful fulfillment. And actually, we didn't see that coming in the sense of him being a Jesuit, but it's a very important aspect of the prediction in our book, because we had said that the title Petrus Romanus, or Peter the Roman, would be a pope that would reaffirm the authority of the Roman Catholic Church. And the Jesuits are actually under oath to do that very thing, to try to work to suppress Protestantism, if you will, and to bring people back into the church. And ironically, this week I read an article where many young evangelical Christians are leaving evangelical Christianity to join the Catholic Church because this rock star pope is so popular. Another connection to that whole Exo Vaticana, and you still have those books available, I believe, to your ministry.
We do.
So they could get those from you if they want to read about that. And those have been best-selling books, so I would encourage them, if they haven't, to get that from you. But in light of our extraordinary expose concerning the Vatican's plan for the arrival of an alien savior, Pope Francis kind of comes into a very unique situation here, because there's facts about him a lot of people don't know. For instance, as a young man, Bergoglio earned a master's degree in chemistry from the University of Buenos Aires. He actually had scientific ambitions prior to entering the Jesuit order. Then, when the current leader of the what's called the VORG, the Vatican Observatory Research Group, when the leader of that, José Gabriel Funes, who's also from Argentina, when he entered the Jesuit order, one of his three examiners was Bergoglio. So there's a historical relationship here that we're still kind of digging out between Pope Francis and Funes, and Funes was the one who astounded the world with his essay, "The Alien Is My Brother." He's the one that kind of got a lot of this theology that's developing in Rome right now towards the acceptance of an extraterrestrial intelligence that could be even morally superior to us, may come here to evangelize us. We may have to change our understanding of the gospel according to some of these.
But you know what? As big as a bombshell as it was when you were my guest and revealed these things before, I mean, you actually prophesied that the last pope would resign as opposed to die in office. And you told the Malachi prophecies, of which our current pope fulfills them, about the bombshells that you have in your new book. For instance, it's so mind-blowing. But before I even ask you the question about the Masonic predictions that are in our currency and the Great Seal and what's the future of the USA, tell me what's wrong with Masons.
Well, what's wrong with Freemasonry is that it is an occult order. If you compare it, in other words, to evangelical Christianity, there's nothing in it that is cohesive to the belief systems. They will, on the one hand, acknowledge the Bible as a holy book. They will acknowledge Jesus Christ as a holy person, but they only put him alongside, you know, the Hindu gods and other kinds of deities. I just recently visited the House of the Temple, the headquarters of the Scottish Rite Freemasonry, and if you go into their, what's called their chapel, their big holy room, where there's a giant throne in there where they have secret meetings, there's a table in the middle that has all of the holy books from all over the world. So they're very... You might say they were the first kind of New Agers, right? I mean, they kind of believe that you can have a homogeneous view of God and any route can lead to God.
But wait a second. I've got lots of friends that are Masons, and they're strong Christians, and they wouldn't touch something that would be that way.
Yeah, that's true. But you're talking about Masons who are 32nd degree and lower. And that,
you mean the ones that are 32nd degree and lower don't have the same information as the higher ones?
Yeah, they absolutely do not. And Freemasonry's own highest level writers have written about this in the past. Mackey, all of their scholars have written in the past about how up through they call those the blue degrees, up through the 32nd degree are given limited information, but they're only kind of identified, singled out, if you will, to be taken to the 33rd degree. And it's at the 33rd degree that they learn who the true God of Masonry is, which is Osiris, known to the Egyptians as Osiris, known to the Greeks as Apollo. And they codified in the city of Washington and on our Great Seal and so many of the iconic artifacts that are important to this country a prophecy about his return. And it's actually who they're looking forward to. And as the show goes along, we might surprise people when we reveal who some of the people were and are who actually believe that the great architect of the universe, as they call him, also known as Osiris, also known as Apollo, also known in the Old Testament as Nimrod, and probably known in the very near future as the Antichrist. And they are very much looking forward to his return. And it all stems out of a very aggressive implementation by a small handful of very powerful Freemasons who set the United States up to fulfill a secret destiny, as their greatest philosopher, Manly P. Hall, referred to it, the secret destiny of America, which is to become the head of the new world order at a time of the arrival of the god Apollo.
Yeah, you know, this sounds like science fiction to me, but it's happening before our eyes. And I had no idea that the founders of our nation, a high percentage of them, were Masons.
Yeah, that's right. And actually, that's kind of the core of this new investigative book, Zenith 2016, which you have an exclusive to offer that to people who are listening to your program ahead of anybody else. That was the quest of that book, was to discover whether an ancient occultic plan had been adopted by early Freemasons in the United States who believed in a secret destiny. And they believed that ultimately it would result in this country ushering in a new world order, a new golden age over which the gods of antiquity would either spiritually or physically reign. And along the way, Sid, in my research, and this research, by the way, goes back over probably 20 years, so often I would come back to this. I get new pieces of information. Some of the information that's in this book is the result of a United States senator giving me a lead and actually setting me up with a private visit so I could meet with members of the 33rd.
Oh, okay. I'm going to let people know some of the things that are in this book. You reveal secret plans for the USA on our paper currency and the great seal of the U.S., for the Antichrist. You show the Masonic phrases and symbols and cryptic speeches that current presidents are using, how science and the government is about ready to produce part human, part animal killing machines, the 9/11 connection currency and Masons, why the mark of the beast will prevent people from being saved, as the Bible says. I mean, it goes on and on. We're making the book, a DVD, and a CD on the subject called Zenith 2016 for a gift of $40. It is essential end time reading. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.